This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, rainfall this past week was mainly a quarter inch to three quarters of an inch, so some pretty decent moisture for many areas. Now look for the disturbance bringing showers today to move southeast out of the region this afternoon. And then a ridge of high pressure will build over the eastern Pacific into this weekend and then move across the inland northwest early next week. And this will produce an extended period of dry and mild conditions. That rain over last weekend and today will provide good moisture to jumpstart dormant pastures and developing wheat seedlings. Big question though for recently deep-seeded wheat is if the ground will form a crust and cause problems for emergence. Additional wheat planting should have good moisture for germination the next several days. And as expected, soil temperatures have cooled considerably into the lower and mid-50s, but may warm slightly into early next week, and this will also aid germination. Better hay drying and spraying conditions are likely beginning Wednesday and lasting into the middle of next week. Winds should be mainly under 10 miles an hour. Harvest of corn, onions, potatoes, grapes, and late apples should also benefit from the upcoming mild and dry conditions. You can plan on the air to become gradually drier each day into the weekend. Lowest humidity Wednesday and Thursday will be 40-50%, but will drop into the 25-35% range this weekend and early next week. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.